So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Halsey with Graveyard. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader hanging out with you on this wonderful Tuesday morning post-long weekend. And Reader, I want to debut a new segment on the show.
Ah.
It's a little segment I like to call, I Clicked It. Because despite being a millennial, I am pretty bad with technology. Everybody knows that. But sometimes I do risky clicks on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was browsing the internet the other day and I saw an ad for a product and I thought, oh, is that real? So I clicked it. It was a toothbrush, but instead of normal bristles, it had what they said was thousands of micro bristles, and it looked like just a solid block of foam on the toothbrush. So I thought to myself, this can't be real, right? And I clicked on it. Turns out it is.
Hmm.
Yeah, right? Would you brush your teeth with something? Because like apparently the conceit is that they're so small and clumped together that it cleans like no other.
Huh. I don't know. How good would it be at getting between the teeth?
I have no idea. It's like, it looks like a foam, piece of foam.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to paint anybody with a broad brush, but I'm the kind of guy that doesn't buy toothbrushes. I just get toothbrushes from the dentist every time I go and get my teeth.
I got to be honest, it's been a long time since I've bought one too.
Honestly, who buys toothbrushes? Why do they even have an aisle at the grocery store? Don't they know dentists have them and they're free?
They're just giving them away?
Yeah. But I don't, I obviously must have given my computer some kind of disease. I hope not. Or I'm thinking I'm only going to see ads for this stupid toothbrush all over the internet now because I clicked on it.
Your computer has gingivitis.
Yeah, maybe I could get one of those toothbrushes and use it to clean my motherboard or something. Get some isopropyl going and there you go. Maybe that's what it's for.
Scrub those junk files away.
Would you use one of those toothbrushes? Would you risky click something like that? Let us know. 306-783-3699. Call or text.
Nick's trying to grow a small herb garden. He just tried to borrow a rototiller.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Oh. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and although Manitoba is an hour ahead, looks like I'm an hour ahead of myself as well. Don't panic. Sorry, guys. School doesn't start until 9 a.m. So it's Nick and Reiner hanging out with you. We're post-long weekend here. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/morefoxfm. Reader, I posted a question on the Facebook page, and it's a question I want to ask you.
Okay.
What is the oldest piece of clothing you own?
Oldest piece of clothing? It'd be probably some T-shirts that I've had forever.
Okay.
And once in a while, I'll pull them out of the drawer and throw them on, but
that's like the
probably the big thing is T-shirts,
like the at home slash yard work slash workout clothes kind of thing. Yeah, I feel you on that. I'm only asking this because over the weekend I was visiting my mom and dad, and shout outs to my mom first of all because she sewed a patch on my favorite hoodie.
Oh,
and you know, you've seen me in my favorite hoodie. You know how absolutely disgusting it is. It is. It used to be a really thick, soft hoodie, but it's about 13 years old, I want to say.
You wear it so much, it just gets thin.
It's so thin, and like the elbow was worn out, so she put a patch on. There's stains all over it. Like, it's not a pleasant, it's my at-home hoodie kind of thing.
But it's the most comfy thing.
Yeah, it makes me feel safe when I'm wearing it kind of thing. So I want to say shout-outs to my mom for sewing that patch on there, because that's kind of where I'm at. It's not the oldest thing in my closet, but it is an old thing. I just had like a spark there. I have a pair of shorts from the 11th grade.
Oh.
So 2005. So 15 years would be the the shorts that I have. Yeah, right? I can't believe I still have those things, too. But we'd like to know. I love this. Scott on the Facebook page commented that he the oldest piece of clothing he has is a Grey Cup 95 shirt.
Huddle up in Saskatchewan.
Totally fine with that.
Farron said either the baby girl dress her grandmother made for her when she was a baby, or her grandmother's coat.
What is the oldest piece of clothing you have in your closet? Is it old enough to buy beer? Let us know. 306-783-3699.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Gabby Barrett, more hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader hanging out with you. Had a nice long weekend, Reader. There was a lot of hockey going on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, much to our chagrin.
Our team's lost.
Yeah, the Canucks and the Flyers out of the playoffs. But you know what? I'm cheering now for a Western team. I want either Vegas or Dallas to win. Now that's kind of where I'm at.
That's what I'm thinking.
I noticed something hilarious while watching hockey, Reader, and I wanted to ask you about this. Did you notice the commentary team? Maybe only radio people or broadcasting people only notice this, but I love listening to the commentary on Hockey Night in Canada because they'll be just calling the play. Like Cuthbert, he'll be calling the play just regularly, and then just in the snap of a finger, he'll just pivot to an ad read.
Yeah.
And it's just effortless, and it makes me laugh every single time because he treats it like it's part of the game. And
yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's usually or like a promo for a show. Yeah,
it's a promo for usually a show that's coming up because, you know, if you've watched the hockey broadcast on CBC, they've been doing a lot of advertising for their fall shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually got some examples of some new fall shows coming up here and just thought we'd read a couple of them off, eh?
Okay, who should start?
I can go here.
Okay.
Shot from Everly, who's now gone 65 shots without scoring, and I'd say that's not for lack of chances. And the Lightning ice the puck. Well, he may be 20 feet tall, living in a tower with tiny furniture. You'll love to play along with Rusty, Jerome, and the Friendly Giant, streaming now on CBC Gym.
Ah.
When we come back, it'll be face-off in the Tampa Bay Zone after this.
Excellent. Nice. Here, how about Brock Besser fires a long shot from along the boards. It's handled easily by Robin Lehner, who covers the puck and forces a stoppage in play. Relic searches for inner strength when the tide begins to roll in and he's pinned under a log. It's a classic episode of the Beachcombers on CBC Jam.
It's hard.
Yeah. Face off to the left of Leonard. Pettersson lines up against Carlson. Pettersson wins it back to Edler, but the puck hops over his stick and squirts into the neutral zone. Yeah, it's an art, I think.
I have so much respect for Cuthbert for being able to do that without
him
cracking
and
up.
Jim Houston and all those guys, they can just slip in and out of that.
How about this? Cross ice pass goes up and out of play. He's a technological wonder kid with the world's most patient uncle. If you don't find him handsome, at least tune in to catch Red, Harold, Bill, and the rest of the gang on the Red Green Show, streaming now on CBC Gem. Carlson on the draw, 8-for-13 tonight on the faceoffs, and that's a good look for Coach Gallant.
Ah, they watch a lot of hockey in Possum Lodge. Yeah, I got one more here.
Okay.
Tempers are flaring behind the Islanders' net as the players are pushing and shoving. Looks like Konechny and Pageau are each going off for roughing. Bert Raccoon climbs Evergreen Mountain in order to prove to Melissa and Ralph that he can do something on his own. Meanwhile, Cyril Sneer plans to stop Bert in order to keep a dark family secret hidden. It's the Raccoons, a family favorite on CBC Gem. Here's what caused the Islanders to take exception as Greiss covered up the puck after the point shot from Provorov, and Konechny was in there with his stick trying to dig the puck loose after the whistle.
Readers still can't tell, is it a sunburn or windburn? Welcome to life on the prairies.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Our Cals, Fox FM, bright and early. It's Tuesday morning, the first day of the week. Hope you guys had a good Labor Day. Of course, it's also the first day of school. And Reader, whether you're Good Spirit School Division, Swan Valley School Division, Christ the Teacher, Mountain View, or
Horizon, Prairie Valley, Park West.
All over the place. A lot of kids going to be going back today.
And, it's kind of staggered in a lot of places and just some different procedures this year for obvious reasons.
Also, distance learning is a thing as well, too. Yeah, in fact, I think the applications for distance learning have been closed until the 23rd for Good Spirit. I saw on their website. Speaking of the websites, though, of course, if you want the up-to-date information, you want the right information, you can go to any of those school divisions, or any school, I should say, in those school divisions' websites. They have all the protocols that people can follow. Also, if you're out and about, school zone's still a thing. Remember,
be very careful.
Be careful. Be patient and kind as well. We'd love that from you guys. Reader, it is the first day of school, so I thought we could celebrate. You and I, of course, we don't have any children in school, so I thought, how can you and I torture each other this morning? And I thought, what was the least, that was the thing that I liked the least about school? And that was mathematics.
Ah.
So I thought, how about you and I try to quiz each other on some times tables?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a mad minute.
I got 10 time or multiplication questions here, and you got 30 seconds. Do you think you can answer them all?
I'll do my best.
Okay, do you want me to count down, or are you ready to go?
Okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. 3 times 4.
12.
7 times 8.
56.
9 times 1.
9.
12 times 12.
144.
6 times 3.
18.
5 times 2.
10.
4 times 9.
36.
11 times 2.
22.
10 times 6.
60.
1 times 12.
12.
That's not fair. I mean, I should say that I'm not the one that's good at math. Reader, you're actually quite good at math for as far as I know. Okay. So, looks like it's my turn.
I got 10 here, 10 here for you, so.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
5 times 5.
25.
Yes. 7 times 6.
30. No, 28. No. pass.
10 times 10.
100.
9 times 7.
64. No, 63.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that one. 4 times 6.
20.
Nope.
No, 24.
12 times 12.
144.
7 times 8.
How many did I not get?
Well, of the 6 we got through, you got 4 of them, and that was after a little bit of a speed bump on your first attempt, but you did get them. So I gave you a couple there, and 2 were just outright wrong.
My parents are just going to be disappointed because they did flashcards like crazy. And also my fourth grade teacher, Miss Simon, is going to be equally disappointed. Boy, it's the time limit is what gets me. It's the time limit.
It's just under pressure. And the music.
I'm just going to use that as an excuse. But thankfully, you know, we got the future of future mathematicians back to school today. So they're going to be learning. So that there you go. There's our celebration of back to school. Reader, amazing at math. Me? Leave some to be desired.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. I like that.